Bullshittery episode, take one.
Okay, Slay. Okay.
Are we all? Okay, I think this we're good.
Yeah. And hopefully no batteries die during the process.
No batteries will die, the camera.
Yeah, you know what, actually? Let me face, I'll have the screen face us.
Just so you can see. See, I always, because my camera has a habit of dying, so I attach a battery pack to it. Like
really?
Charger on a, you know, like a portable charger?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I might just post all of this. Okay, everybody. Hi, guys. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to season two of Bullshittery. It has been a really long time. I'm here with Ayame today.
Hello.
I'm saying that right?
Ayame, yeah.
Ayame. Okay, I was like, wait a minute. Okay, welcome back. Okay, I did a season one of this. Like a year and a half ago when I was still living in Kingston, I did like a season one, but it was on TikTok Live.
It was a year and a half ago.
TikTok it was like
Live?
A year and a half ago. I did it on TikTok Live. So I was doing like an interview-based thing where I was, hey guys, where I was having people on like joining me on live because I just thought it was like the right way to do it.
No, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and it kind of worked, but it was also kind of like, okay, we're good. It was also kind of hard because there were like internet issues or like whatever.
Yeah,
so,
life can be difficult.
Oh wait, we also have wine.
Yes.
Should we pour this out?
Sorry.
Oh wait, and everybody, guys, this is Ayame. I'm doing, this is what this is. This is like a kiki, you know? We're just like chilling.
Yeah.
We're just chilling.
Yeah.
Ayame, you're a content creator, a podcaster, a comedian, an actress, like literally all the things.
Yeah, I am. I'm multi-talented.
She's everything. We just met this week for the first time. And we've been bopping around.
And now we're best friends.
And now we're besties. And we met. Guys, we have a story. We have like a really cool story from Runyon Canyon.
I thought you were going to say the first night that we met.
Oh, that story too. We have to tell that story.
We have stories already.
No, we have stories.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Wait, so we've been, okay. So our background before we get into, cheers.
Thank you.
To episode one. Wait, that was a gorgeous claim.
Literally.
So we met, we've been like mutuals for a while online. Mm-hmm. This is so funny. I haven't done this in so long. I also have like ADHD, so this is going to be
it's
fun.
It's like, hello.
But we met online. We've been mutuals for like, how long? Like a
long pissing
like
time.
2 years? Like
literally really long.
A while.
A very long time.
A while. Maybe even like 3 years.
Okay, no.
No.
Because I literally, I have.
No, like 2021 was when I started. So like,
yeah. I was. But a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long time. And then we just met this week.
Yeah.
Because you were in town.
Yeah.
And we, the first night we met, we were going to do this, like event thing.
Let's not call it an event.
It was going to be, like, this, like, thing. And she was like, want to come? And I was like, yeah, I'll come. And we went, and it was like, the wrong night. It was, like, they changed it to the next night or something.
I have shame for that time. I felt so cool, because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in LA, and I've just been invited to this, like, alcohol brand. Like, don't worry, like, do you want to come with me? Turns out the event didn't exist, and
it was so great though. It was great.
Awful. It was terrible. It was a terrible time. I was filled with anxiety because I was like, "What the hell? I've brought you to this place."
Oh my god, no! It was so fun. It was so
fun.
It was so fun. We like sat up in the corner of the bar, and we were just chilling in the corner, talking to people next to us.
Yeah.
And then they like made us the drinks anyway.
Yeah, they made us the drinks anyway.
We had Cacio e Pepe.
Cacio e Pepe. It was really nice.
It was really good.
That was stunning.
What was the restaurant? Forma.
Forma in Venice.
In Venice. So just so you know, Forma.
Yeah.
We're watching you.
Exactly. Well, tell her like Forma is actually the good one.
That was really good.
Forma made it better.
No, it was great.
It was the alcohol brand that just didn't get it right.
And the staff was fat. The staff was wonderful. I'm so caught up. The staff was amazing.
They were really
nice.
They
were really accommodating.
Really.
Lovely experience. And then our other experience.
Yes.
Was we hiked Runyon Canyon.
Yes.
And it was the day. It's been raining all week.
It's been raining all week. It was the day that I think the rain started
it was like
to really take
up.
The. No.
Oh, well,
that's
was,
when it was
yeah,
starting.
When we were hiking. Yeah.
Oh, it was clearing up when it was clear when we were hiking, but that night is when it was like.
Yeah. It was like a literal monsoon here in LA.
Yeah.
And for us, you're from London.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Really, for us, like the rain is like nothing. But
whatever.
Here, the infrastructure, man, it's just not built
it's
for it.
It's awful. But it's like, why?
It's
you are in the largest, one of the largest tax, what's it called? tax areas.
I know.
In America, why can you not use those taxes to build a draining system? It doesn't make sense. It actually really upsets me.
We should, you know what? We should, I should bring on like a scientist or like a, I sound like an idiot. Like I should bring on like a local
urban planner
to understand. Yeah. To understand. But it's, we're in the desert, you know? It's,
yeah, but like,
I just moved here 2 months ago, so I don't know anything.
Well, that's because they don't get rain. So mm-hmm. they probably thought, oh, why do we need to build a drain system when it doesn't rain a lot?
Well, it's like that. And my grandparents live in North Carolina. And when they, whenever they get snow, it's like the entire state shuts down. Like, they don't know what to do. They'll get like a half an inch and be like, school's closed. Nobody go out. Like, it's great. It's wild.
Why? It's wild. It's literally just a normal weather process.
I know. But no.
Places.
Anyway.
Spaces.
But we went to Runyon Canyon.
Yes.
We went to Runyon Canyon. And as we were going up, there were people. But as we were coming down, there were like maybe a couple other people. We were kind of alone.
We were pretty much alone.
We're setting up the scene here. Because we left. And as we left, we saw this guy. Well, I saw this guy.
You saw him. I was in my own world.
I know. You were just, we were, the car was right there. We were like hoping it for the car. And I, we like stopped. And I was like, Barry? And he had his hat on. And he was on his headphones, his little earbuds, and he was like, oh, just 1 second, Mike. And he, like, pulled his, he, like, pulled it out. He's like, hey, how you doing? And he was so nice to us.
He's very nice, and he's very sexy.
He's so hot in person.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hot anyway, but, like, he's one of those people that, like, when you see him in person, you get it, you know?
Yeah. I thought he was shorter.
Yeah.
But he was stood up next to Jacob Elordi, so that's probably why. But I thought he was, like, tiny.
True.
But no, he's not that short. He's probably, well...
What do you think?
I would call him, a short king just because
five,
I like...
5'9"?
Yeah.
5'10"?
Maybe 5'9".
Yeah.
Maybe 5'9". Anything under 6 foot, I don't really consider.
Yeah. You're done. No, you're kidding.
Get out of my face. But no, he was taller than I thought. I thought he'd be like 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was so charming and lovely, and he was so nice, and he took a picture. And we were even, I would have played it, we played it weirdly cool. Like, we were just normal
girls.
You
were cooler than me. I literally gasped in his face because I didn't remember. I was literally in my own world, just like, oh yeah, so maybe today we'll do this walking as you're talking to this guy, but I thought it was someone that you knew. Turn around and I literally was like
it was shocking.
Like, what the hell are you doing here? You're not even from here.
Because he's nominated right for an Oscar.
When is it
I think, don't get me, I could be totally wrong, but I feel like he's nominated for Saltburn. I don't know when the Oscars are. They're soon.
You're right. No, you're right. I think he's best supporting.
I think so.
Which is stupid to me because he doesn't support anyone.
Oh, he's the star. I love him. I've loved him for so long. Like, since the first thing I ever saw him in was, I think I told you this, was Killing of a Sacred Deer, which I love that weird movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so weird. And it's kind of slow and it's weird, but I love it. And... what was the other one? Oh, the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes.
Which was also really slow.
I remember Banshees.
Yeah.
He was in this show in London. Well, the UK, called Top Boy.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
A TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like gritty. It's about London, living in the hood in London, basically. Mm. In the hood.
Living in the hood of London.
Yeah.
I'm writing an album. Okay.
I was thinking, what? Are you really?
No. Well, I made this video yesterday of, like, predicting the Taylor Swift
song. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As, like, a joke. And I've like, seen her live. Like, I do like her. I mean, despite everything, like, all the wrongdoings.
Well, there's,
like,
things happening right now.
There's things happening right now. I know. It's a hard time. But I did this, like, and now I'm like, wait a minute. I kind of want to do, like, a one-woman show of, like, a pop star.
Do it.
With music. So it's, like, her in the studio. So don't steal this idea.
No, you can't, because, I mean, this could be used.
Yeah.
Like, as a...
as proof.
Yeah, that you stole the
video. So if you try anything...
yeah.
You're done.
I will come for you.
This is very much a visual podcast, too, just for the vibes. So this is available on YouTube everywhere. I should say this at the beginning, too. But we'll get into it.
Oh, okay.
That was our intro of... this podcast is 6 hours long. No. Oh, wait. We shouldn't even, like, monitor the time.
I've looked at the time over there.
Oh, you did?
There's a clock over there.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Well, we'll know when it's an hour.
We started, I think, 10 minutes ago.
Okay, perfect.
Not
okay.
Even
now. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we'll just get into it. Tell us about yourself. Pivoting. Wait, we saw Barry. He was lovely. That was kind of the end of the story.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, and that's when we hung out.
I haven't seen anyone else. Yeah. Other than, oh my God, okay.
Wait, who did you see?
Guess who was staying at my hotel? Guess. No, I'll give you some
clues. Did you vlog this?
No, I didn't. I might do it because I didn't really want to mention where
I'm
staying.
Give me hints. Wait, this is
fun. I'll give you
hints. Yeah, this is fun. I like a guessing game.
Okay, I'll give you three hints.
Okay.
First hint, music.
Okay.
Second hint, female.
Okay.
Third hint, into physical fitness.
Into physical fitness.
I'm saying physical fitness.
Is like, she older or younger?
She is older.
Older?
She is probably maybe in her 50s.
Okay. Into physical fitness. A singer who's a woman.
Feel free to ask me questions.
Ooh, okay. Okay. What genre?
Pop.
Pop. Okay. Is she likable or is she like canceled?
Yes. No, she's very likable.
She's likable.
She's not canceled at all.
50s. Gosh, into fitness.
Yeah.
Does she like do fitness videos?
No. Actually, I don't know if she's done a fitness video, but she is known for being...
Into fitness. Is she American?
No.
Oh, okay. Is she English?
Correct. I'm going to burp again.
Oh, do it. We're free. We can burp here. We can fart here. We can do anything we want here.
That stinks.
We're just joking. Wait. An English... fitnessy blondie? No, she's American. Right? Is she?
I don't know.
wait.
But
am I close?
Era, so like 90s?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
okay.
Blondie 90s?
I don't. Yeah.
Okay. 90s.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I feel like I'm taking a long time.
No.
Fitness in the 90s. I'm thinking of like Suzanne Summer and like Jane Fonda. Like they're too old.
Yeah, no, way too old.
And they're American.
They're American. British woman music.
Posh Spice?
Close. Fitness.
Sporty Spice?
Correct.
Oh my God.
As if you picked Spice. It's in the name. But yeah, Sporty Spice. Mel C.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was working out the other day.
Did you say hi?
Not really, because I felt like she didn't want to be... I didn't, you know.
Like approached.
Yeah, so okay, I kind of just like, she
sometimes
was in the gym,
the
she was working out. I thought, I'll leave you to do it, babe.
Yeah.
And I don't usually approach people just because I just kind of, I'm like,
yeah.
But no, she was working out and I didn't even clock that it was her, but I saw this woman that was on the bench doing like bicep curls. And
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, she's fucking ripped. She's ripped. She is literally like, she's got a full eight pack.
Oh
like,
my God.
She's fucking ripped. She looks amazing. Anyway.
Wow, bless her.
So then, bless her. To do, to pick up a yoga mat. I picked it up, turned around, and like we'd met face, like eyes. And I was like, and she just smiled at me and just carried on with her bicep curls. And I was like, that is Mel C.
Oh, I love that.
That is Mel C, yeah.
Wow, you've like seen celebs this week.
Well, too.
That's like pretty good.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
Also, guys, I'm working on saying like a lot. I realize it's a problem, so before you comment, just know. I'm working on that. I
don't think I feel that you
no,
said it that much.
Sometimes I listen back at myself talking and I hear it a lot.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm working on it.
I've noticed that when I do my podcast.
You say it a lot?
No, I breathe really heavily. Like, I'll just do like that a lot.
Yeah.
So when I'm editing it, it's just... straight like that's all it sounds like on my book.
It's like ASMR.
Hell. No, it's hell because I'm like, anyway.
You should start an OnlyFans where it's just like a girl with a cold.
Yeah.
You know?
And my breasts are out.
Blowing your nose.
Literally.
ASMR. I've thought about it. No, I'm kidding.
I've thought about doing OnlyFans several times, but I don't feel like I have the confidence.
No, it's too much.
Way too much.
Also, wait, okay, we're gonna pivot. We're gonna talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're here. You're visiting LA.
I hate it. Yeah.
Tell me all about it. You're from London.
I'm from London.
What do you do? Tell us your story. Tell us your, I don't know, tell us your background.
I'm from London.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here in LA.
Mm-hmm. Love.
I know.
It's hard.
I was born, here I am. It's been a good ride.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just do this.
Yeah. You do it so well, though. You're so funny.
Fuck off.
You do. You commit to, like, those videos that you do of the crushing. I don't know why. I always watch them the entire video.
I don't know why people like them.
I don't know what it is.
I'm so glad they do because they're building my career. But I'm just like,
I feel like, you know what it is too? It's like you agree, like when I'm watching them, I'm like, okay, do I agree with her on right. these sounds? Because I find myself like, no, it is good. Or like,
really? You disagree? Yeah. See, a lot of people usually comment, oh my God, she's thinking my thoughts. But I did one yeah. recently, like literally the other day, where I said that one thing was nice and they were like, what's going on?
Yeah.
This is not us. This is not, we don't agree. So it's quite funny that, like, I find it funny that
I
ASMR...
mostly agree. Yeah, I mostly okay. agree. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
fine. Good.
Which is so interesting. We're all, like, on the same page with what we consider satisfying.
Well, it's satisfying. It's like a
it has
whole
to be soft, squishy.
Industry. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you look for in...
What
do you look for in an ASMR?
Softness is fine. I don't like harshness. I like uniformity. Mm-hmm. I like when it is... Like, there's a structure to it. So, like, yeah. I don't like the glass. Like,
glass
is breaking. I'm not crazy about when it's on the hydraulic press and it's glass underneath and it just cracks and breaks and I hate it.
I don't know why they do so much glass.
Annoys me. But they did marbles the other day, like a whole range of marbles.
Yeah.
And they all kind of, the hydraulic press was going down and they all shattered together and left this powder and it was quite beautiful.
Yeah.
That I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But usually I don't like a bowling ball. When there's a bowling ball on there, I just want to fucking turn it off.
Because it's like nonsensical. It's what are you doing it for?
Yeah.
We've lost the plot. If we're putting a bowl, like, we know what's going to happen.
I'm going to see something and be like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a bowling ball just crack.
Yeah. Like, oh, and when I know it's going to be good and then it is good, it's really satisfying.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's silly. When they do glass or bowling, it's silly.
I hate it. I really like when they do ice. Like, when, you know, when it's usually around wintertime where they do, like, taking ice off of leaves.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh!
I know, it's so funny. This is not the content I make by any means, but like...
But it's the content you enjoy.
It's the content I enjoy. Yeah.
And I find it so... Like, the whole ASMR movement, I'm going to call it. I find it so funny that it's now such a big thing because... When did we become obsessed with ASMR?
It's actually
because,
really good, by the way. Sorry to interrupt.
Really? It's not that cheap,
it's
is
really
it?
It's really not bad.
Shout out to my hotel who gave me a free wine. This bottle right here, aka hotels.
It's really not bad.
It's not that bad. It's not cheap at all, so.
So anyway, sorry to interrupt you. I just had to, like, it came to me and I had to say it.
No, it's not that bad at all. So please, speak your truth. Everyone's like, ASMR, they have to listen to this before they go to bed. They have to, do you know what I fucking love? The ASMR, can I swear?
Please, yes.
The ASMR that I love is the bowl of water with, like, little wooden, like, balls and things. And they're, like, stirring it. And it's like...
Wait a minute. Yes. Have you seen the one with the little puppet creatures?
No.
Okay. No, I am into it. And I'm like, why? They're, like, these puppets. There's something, like, just... I don't know. There are these puppets that they, like, sit by the bowl, on the side of the bowl, and they just, they're like hand puppets. And the guy just kind of maneuvers them, so they're just kind of like... And, like, watching the bowl, and it's so, and the music is so, like, flowy, and you hear the water so loud and crisp.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to you next
time. I don't know that one. Yeah, no, I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's, like, kind of spooky. It's almost, like, Jim Henson-y. Like old...
Give me a Jim Henson.
Oh, God. Like the Muppets.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Like they're those kind of like creature-y kind of...
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, why am I... Like, it's like 5 minutes and I'm like, I'm sat here...
You at 2 a.m.
...watching this. I'm like, go to sleep. Do you scroll at night?
I do. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to set... Well, one of my like resolutions was that before I go to bed, for an hour before I go to, like, sleep, don't touch any screens.
Yeah.
That hasn't been going well.
That's so hard to do.
Since I've been here, it's been hell, because I feel like as well, because the time difference is the only time, when I sleep and when I wake up is the only time that I can really speak to the people I love.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been trying to do that, not doing well. I do scroll, but I think the most amount of time I can scroll is maybe about half an hour to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Most. Because then...
God, that's so healthy. Like, that's so healthy. I will catch myself for 2 hours while I'm doing something else. It's like I'll go back and forth between, like, watching something and scrolling. And then I'll be like, okay, stop. And I'll, like, watch. And then I'll scroll. I'll like, pick up my phone like a phantom, like, hand picks it up for me.
Really?
It's
See, I can...
Addicting.
I feel like I feel my eyes getting square. You know, right? Like, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, time to get off.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can, yeah. I mean, I think the only time I was like chronically scrolling was during COVID, like lockdown. That's yeah. when I'd be like yeah. lost for days.
Yeah.
Since then, not so much.
God, it's so bad.
Yeah. When I do have a thing where I watch, I can't just watch TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just put, like, a show on and just watch it with more. My full attention. Again!
Again! Again!
That was really good.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm a voice actor, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm available for hire.
Yeah. Do me something else.
If there's going to be a lot of this on this podcast.
No, 1,000%. Give me... Okay, I'm gonna give you a character and you have to do it.
Okay.
Give me old woman who's just so fucking sick and tired of life, sick and tired of young people, get out of here, okay? Have time to really work it out if you need.
Okay.
You may just throw it out.
You young devils, you get the hell off my lawn. I don't want nothing to do with your stupid phones.
Wow.
Thanks. It went a little grinchy.
No, but that she is a Grinch.
She's really angry. And bitter and alone. She's been alone
she's
for a really
alone
long
for
time.
A really long time.
And she's forgotten what it's like to be loved. So she doesn't, it's like she's so disconnected from the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah.
And I love how your lips.
They get really small. They disappear. I'm in need of a lip flip.
No.
You know what's so funny? No, I do get them. I do get them.
Oh.
It's the only thing I've done.
Me
and guys, I'm
lips.
Getting so close to Botox, you have no idea. Because it's time. I think it's just, it's...
I've had it.
I support, listen, like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with
but
it.
But I was, did I tell you, I saw a TikTok of, like, a dermatologist saying that the ingredients in Botox and filler deteriorates your collagen levels so that you have to go back.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, I'm never getting it done again.
No, I know. And that's why I'm afraid to start, because I know once you start, it's maintenance.
But
you
your
have
skin
to...
is fantastic. I don't know why.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to, like, I use a retinol every night. Yes. I use peptide. Like,
every
I'm...
night?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's 0.05 or something.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's 0.5. It's the ordinary, but it says to use it nightly.
Okay, fine.
So I'm following the rules. But it's really, I'm trying. But I have, like, I am very animated with my face, you know? Like,
yes.
I'm a comedian.
Yes.
So I'm always, like, making weird faces.
So you're like, oh, if I get Botox, will it stop me from doing that?
Yeah.
So I've had it here.
Yeah.
And here. I had it November.
Your eyes look really good. You haven't gotten on your eyes.
What do you mean?
Like, they look so...
What do you mean, where are my eyes?
No, because some people get it around their eyes.
For what?
For wrinkles and stuff.
Oh.
But you don't have any, so I was like...
Thank you.
What I'm trying to say is you're an angel.
No. Yeah. What you should have just said was, you're so perfect. And I would have been like...
You're literally perfect.
No, I get it. No, I haven't had it on my eyes.
Yeah.
My eyes aren't the... See, this is the issue because I have like a chronic... Like these two lines, you can see them more now because they're so... Like it's so difficult.
I think that's an English thing because I also have them.
Yeah, those two lines. So he just did there and there. And I can still... Like this is me shocked.
Yeah, it looks
but
so good.
But it's not like... How I used to, like, there would be lines. It's just my eyebrows raise a bit. But you just have to find a good person. Like, the reason I love the guy, because he did my filler as well.
Yeah.
The reason I love him is because he'll like, turn down Love Islanders. Like, reality stars that want to be, like, he'll say, get the fuck out of my office, because that's not... He's very, like, natural. I want to preserve your natural features.
Yeah.
So... I love him.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, you need a good doctor because sometimes, like, it's scary when you see someone over time who's just, like, lost themselves.
Completely. It's sad as well.
I think it's, like, body dysmorphia.
Big body dysmorphia. Like, it's definitely, I think it's a mental illness when they go so far.
When they go so far, where they're unrecognizable.
Yeah.
There was a TikTok I saw the other day that was, like, highlighting just some celebby people that I don't know who they are. Burp away, baby.
Sorry. I feel like
Burp
I'm just away. Warning. Every time, I just want to warn.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry.
I love when Brittany Broski just rips one.
Yeah.
She, you know?
Because, what do you think, I just don't have gas?
No, exactly. Like, you just gotta let it out sometimes, you know? Yeah, I saw this slideshow of, like, all these celebbies that had really intense, like, completely different faces. And I'm like, God, like, it's just so sad because they're beautiful. Like,
they are.
You know?
Well, they're talking
but
about...
But I think a little maintenance is fine.
Tiny little maintenance.
It's fine. I've gotten lip flips.
So what is that?
So lip flip is just when they, instead of filler in your lips, it's just Botox. And it's just in your top lip. So it basically, like, numbs this kind of spot so that your lip doesn't curl under. It like flips up. It goes like
right.
So then it kind of, it's like flips your lip up.
Right.
A little bit. Okay. So it gives you the appearance of more of a top lip without the filler.
Right.
And it fizzles, dissolves within like, I don't know, 30 days. No, like 3 months.
Yeah, because yeah, Botox doesn't have a long shelf life basically in your body. Whereas filler lasts like a year.
Yeah.
Would you consider filler?
I don't.
Me trying to convert you.
It scares me. Have you had filler?
Yeah. I've had filler here really? And here. Yeah.
See, your lips look so natural.
This is what I mean. But I've only had 1 milliliter or 1.6 in my lips. Not a lot. But I wasn't crazy. When he first did, I like them now because they've gone down. They're not how my original lips were at all, but they've gone down quite a bit, but they're still bigger.
Yeah,
but,
they look good.
But I didn't like it because they went very Russian. Like there's, you know how like the Russian lip where it proper.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they went because I naturally have, I'm black. But
breaking news,
scandal. So yeah, I wasn't crazy about that, but they've gone, yeah, no. I've had filler here, here and here.
And oh, yeah, you were saying, yeah, because you were
I do
want to
get
jaw.
My jaw again.
I want to get my chin. Guys, this is not like turning into a plastic surgery podcast, but like it is something I thought about. Like, I want to get my chin
I
done.
Think it's just a woman thing. Yeah. I feel like it's like I'm constantly battling, like, you are beautiful, you love yourself, you are great. And then the next day it's like, I want a nose job.
And you know what it is at the end of the day? I don't want to have to be on a set or like working and have to be worried or self-conscious about something like that. Mm. Like, I want to just be like working, you know? And like, if I can just fix something little without going, you know,
yeah,
too intense.
But then the flip side of that is maybe just work on loving
yourself.
Yeah. See, that's the flip. And then you're like,
or you could
off.
Just love yourself, loser.
Yeah, that's
literally.
That's literally the other, because then I'm like, no, you don't need a nose job.
Just making sure.
Stop it. Well, oh, you're checking the mic.
I'm just checking the mic, making sure. We're still recording.
Sounds
this
deep.
Looks so cute, right? This is my living room we're in
it's
right now,
really
guys.
It's really cute. It looks like a proper set. I love this.
Thanks.
Oh.
When I color it too, it's going to be cute. Robin Williams. Love him.
And then just you. It's all you, which I find really cute.
No, you know what it is? I've had like the same decor, really, for years. And I just keep gathering more and more.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm just building my collection.
Yeah.
But there are days when I have the like a deep impulse to like go really clean, modern, minimalist.
Mm.
But I'm such a nester person.
Yeah.
I'm a nester. And
that's okay.
It is. It has to be.
It's cute. It feels comfortable. It feels warm. It feels welcoming.
Good.
I'm very cold in how I decorate.
Yeah.
Extremely cold. But I feel like it's because my mum. Mm-hmm. What is a nester as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she will collect little things, little trinkets. She thinks, oh, this is really cute. This is really fetch. It's really different.
It's a generational thing, too, a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you're not my mom's age, so.
No, but I definitely get that from my mom and, grandma.
Right. Yeah, I think it's, like, a thing of, like, because they had so little, they just keep everything.
Yeah, we're knick-knacky people, too.
Yeah.
Knick-knacky and grandparents, especially. They're, like, Great Depression.
Yeah.
Great Depression
great
people.
Great Depression.
They're Great Depression people. And they save everything.
Everything.
They're borderline hoarders.
Yeah, no, what, borderline?
I'd say definitely some total line.
My grandmother is definitely a hoarder. My mum is definitely a hoarder.
Really?
I think she gets that from her. And then, so because I've been traumatized by them, nothing in this house is staying. Everything gets in the garbage. I do regular, like, hauls. Regular. I think every 3 months I'll do, like, what needs to stay? Out.
Good for you. I'm so sentimental. With things.
Yeah.
And I really need to, like, Marie Kondo myself. And, like, I've done it with my clothes a little bit. Like, I've gotten rid of clothes. And some days, actually, the other day I was thinking about it. There are these two sweaters that I'm missing that I've, you know, do you ever realize that you've been missing something for, like, years?
Yes. Yeah.
I, like, woke up in the middle of the night the other night, and they were two sweaters of my dad's. They were, like, old. And I'm like, they must be in storage, because knowing myself, I would never get rid of them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, where are they?
Where the hell are they? So that's happened to me so many times.
Isn't
and then
that
I'm like, which
haunting?
Friend has taken that? Which, no, because I think my friends have taken them.
Yeah.
Because they're always stealing my shit.
Yeah.
So I think they've taken my clothes.
Like, there's, was someone in my fucking closet?
Yeah. 1,000% they were.
No, like, literally.
But why would they take your dad's sweaters?
Because they're you trendy probably... and cool. They're like 80s sweaters,
oh,
you know?
Okay, fine. Absent-mindedly, maybe you've just...
packed them away.
Yeah, and put them somewhere, and then you'll be like, oh my fuck, in like 2 years.
No, that's what's going to happen, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Hopefully.
Oh, God, I really hope so.
I hope so.
So you hate LA.
I hate it so much.
Tell me about, okay, so you got here. So this week is kind of crazy in LA because it was raining all week long.
Monsoon.
And you were just kind of trapped in your apartment for a couple days.
But I didn't mind.
Yeah, it was nice because you were watching Love Island and stuff.
I was watching.
We're back. Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on.
Let me flip this.
Oh, yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
I'm going to burp.
Oh my gosh. We had a little bit of a scare.
Sorry.
We had a little bit of a scare. But we're good now. I thought the camera had stopped recording. But it did, and it did.
It did.
It did.
It did, and it started again.
It started again. We got it all figured out.
Yay.
You have to record a certain way. We'll explain it later.
Yeah.
This isn't a tech podcast.
It's very much, yeah, this is very tech. You wouldn't get it.
Wait, what were we talking about before? I don't remember.
What were you talking about?
I don't remember. Comment below if you remember what we were
Hoarders,
talking about.
Hoarding.
Oh, hoarding.
Hoarding. And oh, yeah. Because you're decor.
Yeah. So it's not hoarding. I'm recording at my home/home studio. And I just moved to LA a couple months ago.
Yes, you did.
I'm from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be, I think I'm going to record a little intro episode, which you'll already have listened to. Like a 20-minute get to know me.
Yes, no, and they have that as like your little trailer situation.
Yes, yes. Like I have a trailer for the pod, but I kind of want to pin like a...
new one.
Like a, hey, this is me. Because I feel like my content too is really weird. Like anytime I go live, people are like, wait, you're so different from your videos.
Really? Well, that's because you play characters.
I know.
So of course you are.
Yeah. Like I'm actually a fun-loving gal.
She is. She loves fun.
I love fun.
And she's a gal.
And I'm a gal.
Yeah.
But I just am kind of dark and twisted and
what
like a little
weird.
What
was the place that you were from in upstate New York?
Schenectady.
Never mind.
Albany?
No.
What were you thinking?
Because my mom used to apparently live in upstate New York.
Oh, really?
She was like...
Do you know where?
Salem.
Oh. Wait, I feel like there is a Salem, New York.
Okay, maybe... Maybe I've
because there is a Salem, Massachusetts, but that's like witchy
town.
Oh,
maybe I've made that up.
But no, but there, I think there might be a Salem, New York.
Maybe she have made that up. Maybe she didn't live in Salem. Sometimes I zone out when I'm talking to my mom.
Oh, but it might be
because she was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck were you doing with Mackenzie?" And I was like, "You mean my best friend?
We were doing witchcraft."
Yeah. And then she was like, what the hell? And I was like, yeah. And I was telling her your whole life story about how you moved here. And I was like, she's from New York. She's from upstate New York. She was like, upstate New York? I lived in upstate New York.
Oh,
where?
God.
Where did she live? And I was like, that's a really good question. I thought it started with a G.
G. Well, I was in Kingston before I moved.
Not a G. Not a G at all.
Kingston.
Kingston, yeah.
I'm from Kingston, New York.
Yeah, Kingston. No.
Yeah, I'm from upstate. Oh, we're still in three bars. Slay.
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 Slay. Love.
Love that.
But yeah, no, so she was, yeah.
From upstate New York.
Yeah,
Salem. New York. No, I'm pretty sure that might be a place.
And maybe she was, again, it may not, and she'd
What if we just called Taylor up?
Yeah. And ask her. No, I'm not doing that.
Mom, you're live on Bullshit.
Literally. I actually might ask her now because it might piss me off.
You know what might be fun? If I, like, eventually down the line have live callers for the podcast.
That would be
Wouldn't
fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be really fun.
It could get really scary.
You'd have to vet them, though, because what if they're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
That would scare
and
me.
And I'd be like, fuck you right back, little bitch.
Yeah.
And then it would just turn into, like, a really kinky thing, you know? And I don't want to.
Or you could just have, like, a fake call. Like, you could have someone pretend. No, but that would be nice to have the actual real call.
Yeah.
And actually talk to someone. That would be really fun.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so I want to go circle back to you. So you've done comedy.
I have, I hate it.
You are auditioning.
I have.
You're an actor. How do you kind of like, when people ask you what you do, what do you tell them? Because you really are a multi-hyphenate.
Well, I'm a content creator. I just say content creator.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, but what type of content? Because they're like, sex? I'm like, no, TikTok. Because I feel like that's why I'm... predominantly that's my main source of income, that is where I'm mainly known, so
yeah,
all the other stuff I do, like, yeah, but it's not really like,
yeah,
people would be like, no, if I said, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian, they'd be like, shut the fuck up. No,
yeah.
you did it once, so yeah, no,
but you did it at Edinburgh Fringe.
I know, it was
which
hell.
Is like kind of like the biggest.
It is hell. It was hell.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a
Tell us. It was a show that was, I mean, the premise of the show was bringing TikTokers, comedic content creators, to see if they could do well in stand-up.
Yeah.
We didn't. No, we did.
Oh, that was the premise?
That was the premise. Like, so we were all TikTokers.
Let's see how they do under pressure. Yeah. Like, that's scary.
Basically. But so we were all TikTokers, all doing it together. So it was nice that we kind of were all together.
Yeah.
And so we did, we each had like a 10 to 15 minute set. And then Sorrel, Coco Sorrel is her handle. She was the host and but did like sets in between. And I hated it so much.
Yeah.
Never wanted to. I said after when I came back from Edinburgh, because Edinburgh is a very intense thing, because everyone at that time is the most, they're that busiest time of the year to
it
be in Edinburgh.
It was during the Fringe Festival,
yeah,
right?
For Fringe. Yeah. And that's when they get like an influx of,
it's everybody.
So many pissing people, yeah. So many people go, and there's like 2,000 shows a day. So it was very busy.
My God.
It was intense. We were doing a show every day, but there's people that do like 2 to 3 shows a day, like acting, performing, insane.
That's so, I want to get there. Like, the goal is to get there.
Yeah,
but
with your one woman show.
Ooh, yes.
Can't
divulge
anymore.
We'll see which one.
Yeah, we'll see. But she is the one woman.
I'm the woman.
No, 1,000%. But that's the main reason why I'd said yes, because it's like, because I knew about Fringe. I didn't really care for it. Like, it wasn't like a, for me, when they'd first asked, oh, do you want to do it? I actually originally said no.
Oh, really?
Because I'm not a stand-up pissing comedian.
Like, what do you want me to do?
Like, literally, I'm just, oh, do you want me to stand there and be like, hi, guys. How's everyone doing? Goodbye. So I originally said no, and then my manager was like, girl, I'm actually vetoing this no. There's no way.
Yeah.
Because there's people that go into debt to put up a show in Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm getting paid to go there. Mm-hmm. Like, please.
Like, girl, literally
stop being
it out.
Stupid. It's like, but it was because it was a whole month that we were away.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I didn't really like it because I like being funny. I think I'm funny.
You are funny. Yeah. That's how we get along so well. We're just like
you.
Bantering away.
We're funny girls. Yeah. I think I'm funny, and think how, like, the content I make, the thing, how I speak usually is like, it's comedic.
Yeah. You're just got, you have witty banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick-witted. And
it's
yeah.
very different from writing brand new jokes and then performing them to people that have no pissing clue who you are.
Yeah.
And like the whole, because the premise was, will these TikTokers make it? So there's like, I mean, the older people are actually better like audience members than the younger people. So, but there's people coming there to be like, but they don't make it. Make me laugh then, TikToker, you stupid.
That's the worst.
Literally. So like the old people that were kind of just, they were there because they'd been to Edinburgh Fringe all the like several years. It was like their 50th time going.
Yeah, that's so cute.
They were like,
cute.
Sure, let's go and watch this show. They were probably, and I feel like older people are more comfortable just cackling. Whereas younger people are like,
yeah, I know.
That made me laugh, but I'm not going to let you know.
I know.
But the older people are like, that's so they'd be the ones like proper cackling. So
yeah, I love that.
The whole experience of it, I'm glad I did it because it really, I had crippling stage fright before.
Yeah.
And then obviously after doing that, I can now get on stage to do that. I'm now working on my stage fright with acting. that's
Is that a new endeavor for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think I have such a, and I'm realizing it, which is weird. It's like such a contrast. I have such a thing about being perceived.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I don't.
You don't want to be?
I don't want to be in any way other than the mask that I portray. So when I was doing stand up, it was funny girl, funny girl, funny girl. I'm the funny girl and ha ha ha. And I can self-deprecate because it's all about me. And if you do it and ha ha ha, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But I still have to be. Oh,
mm-hmm.
When I'm doing self-tapes,
yeah,
I have the most, I give myself the worst ick, like the most painful
ick. Is it because you're like watching yourself try to be somebody
else? Yes, and it's like, what the hell? And it's like, I'm sending it to someone who's going to watch this, and I'm like, my name's Yama. I'm auditioning for the role of...
slating is the worst.
How did you
it's
do
so
this
hard.
To me? It's literally like, I hate self-tapes.
Like, having to say your name is... like, that's what hell is. Like, it's just slates.
Hi, I'm auditioning for the role of Juliana.
I'm 5'6". I'm based in London.
Yeah. Honestly, it's so, yeah, I'm currently, that's the venture I'm currently working on, of getting comfortable with acting. I feel like presenting, because I've done more presenting stuff and more like the stand-up, which is very similar. I feel like, sorry, I'm just checking it's recording.
Yeah, make sure we're still recording.
Us.
There's a 30 minute limit. Yeah.
But
it does exist.
That's I'm a lot more comfortable with that, but it's the acting venture that I'm now like, because I also spoke to Sorrel, who was hosting it.
Yeah.
Who's my friend, who's also a content creator. She's an actor, as well.
Yeah.
I love the word actress, and it really upsets me that we can't say it anymore.
You know, I think at this point, it's like whatever you kind of want, you know? Because there was definitely a time in which, like, I was definitely one of those, like, no, I'm an actor. Like, don't call me an actress. Like, don't, like,
don't just because I... Don't make me feel small as a woman.
Yeah, just because I kind of hopped on the bandwagon a little bit. I will say I'm an actor.
Yeah.
But I do, like, actress is so cute.
I think it's such a beautiful word. It's promising. I feel like it's really, really nice. It's like it's cigar becoming. And cigarette. It's like air hostess.
Yeah. Ooh.
I feel like the S just adds like a actress. Waitress.
And it's like, I do get the misogyny behind
1,000%.
It.
1,000%. Like, I get it. Oh, she's a girl. Let's give her a new name.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. There's something kind of like, I'm an actress.
There's so many times where sometimes I'm like, misogyny wins this time.
Yeah.
The patriarchy can get it this time.
I know.
But yeah, no, sorry. She's an actor.
Yeah.
And I was asking her, like, how the fuck do I get over this fear of doing self? Because I did this, like, self-tape challenge. And I just struggled. I couldn't do it. Actually couldn't do it. The thought of, because, like, there's this whole group of people sending in their self-tapes. And I convinced myself that it was because I was too busy. I could not do it. I could not send in my self-tapes to this group of people that were all going to watch me.
And you had filmed them?
And I filmed them. I was just like, no. Struggled. I couldn't do it. I actually couldn't do it. The thought of, because like there's this whole group of people sending in their self-tapes. And I convinced myself that it was because I was too busy. I could not do it. I could not send in my self-tapes to this group of people that were all going to watch me.
And you had filmed them?
And I filmed them. I was just like, No. And it's just, and it's also, I think the only time I've actually felt comfortable is presenting and hosting. Mm-hmm. Not so much like just hosting.
You're so good at it. I mean, you've done like, I've
pissed
seen
off.
No, you are. The Jason Momoa one. I don't know if I went to your profile or if it popped up, but like, I saw that one again. Mm-hmm. And like, you're just so like smart with it. Like, you're quick with it and you're like, oh, he likes me or like whatever.
He fancies me.
He fancies me.
But it's also... It's also not that. I genuinely believe he... I genuinely he fancies me. I believe that if I
had... He probably does.
1,000%. I'm his type. I'm beautiful. I'm hilarious.
I know. He's probably thinking about you right now.
Right this second. He's probably thinking, oh, that God, that British girl that... Oh, she was
Who
on
was that girl?
Talk.
She made that joke.
Who was
she?
Yeah.
Fancy her.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So
what a
cute.
Girl. I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. So a lot of the time when I do that whole... You fancy me. I know you fancy me. I know you fancy me.
Yeah.
So I think I'm also just crazy.
Yeah.
But no, presenting.
Being delusional is...
A savior.
It really is like, it's the way.
It's the way to be.
It's the way to be.
You have to be delusional.
Because honestly, why not? Like, we're stuck on this planet that's literally falling apart.
Yeah. We're stuck on a rock.
Live your little life.
Be delusional.
Like your little life.
I think I
like this little life. I think I like this little life. That's it.
Have you heard the one that's like, I think I like this little dog?
Yes. I want to like choke myself.
That's the moment where I said, I'm racist.
This is how things get ruined. Like we have to like.
This is how.
We
why
just
would
need
you
to
do that? The song alone, I hate.
Yeah.
Why would you add that?
it's bad enough like, already.
You know the one that's like.
But that was one of those ones that like it when it started that trend it was so cute like but
yeah.
Then it's just too many people do it and it becomes cringy.
There was that one that was ages ago. Hold on. The one that was like, hello boy.
Oh, I know.
There's the boy.
That
one
here
never
comes
gets
the boy.
That one never got the old for me. That one I think is just cute.
Yeah, it's special.
Adorable.
It's special.
But trends get ruined.
Actually, speaking of the internet, there's something I need to talk about. And it is AI influencers. We need to talk about it.
What do you mean?
Okay. So there's a whole, okay, everybody buckle in and get ready. There is a whole thing happening, like, above and below the surface, okay? Like, there are some accounts that in the bio it says AI generated, powered with AI. And it's like a literal AI generated person. The entire person, the entire account is a persona. It's fake. But people, they have like millions of followers and hundreds of thousands of comments and likes. And of people literally not realizing that they are AI. Like, they'll be like, beautiful, or like, you look stunning. Like, there was like on Facebook, there were these pictures going around of like, there was one of like an older woman, like an 80-year-old with like really big boobs. And like, there were thousands of comments of being like, you look beautiful. Oh, wow. I'm stunned. You look absolutely, like, people are not okay. And like, the studies show that like people, like the majority of people over the age of 40, which is so scary because 40 is not old, can't recognize AI generated content.
Fuck off.
And so I saw a couple of videos on TikTok, and I've been trying to find them because I guess I didn't like them or save them, which I thought I did.
Yeah.
I thought I did. So conspiracy. That I was looking at them and I'm like, oh, something's not right.
Mm.
Like, their skin's too smooth.
It's like Uncanny Valley or whatever.
Yeah, like their hair is too flowy, or like there's not enough texture. Like, something's off. And then I read the comments, and that one comment is addressing the fact that something feels off.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. Are the comments generated? Like, is it like a completely AI generated post? Like, are the likes AI? Are the comments AI? Like, are they trying to integrate AI in such a way where they're weaving it into the fabric of our social media so that we can't even recognize it?
AI, to me, is a very scary venture that I just don't even like to think about. There's like, have you not seen that video of that woman? And she's like, she's on the phone to her daughter. And as she picks up the phone, it's like, hi, mom, da-da-da. I did, could you send me this because da-da-da.
Yeah.
It's not her daughter. It's
yeah.
an AI. It's someone scamming her phone mm-hmm. that has completely retaken her voice. It's the freakiest thing. And did you know, as well, we're about to get serious here.
We're getting deep. Like, we're
about to
deep.
Get really deep.
We're getting deep.
The most on the black web,
mm-hmm.
not black people. Like,
where I low-key really want to visit. Like, I want someone to check
I don't.
Me. I want the morbid curiosity in me. I need to I see not. The dark web.
Do you know why?
Why?
You don't want to go there?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, why do you know why you want to?
Oh, no. I hope you don't. No. The AI is used. The 80% of AI is used.
Oh, don't even say it. Don't say it.
Child
don't.
Pornography.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
I've said it.
I'm going to have to mute it on the video.
Oh,
no,
right.
No, yeah. It's fine.
Oh, you actually didn't want me to say it. Here's me thinking, like, you're like, don't say it.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Child. No.
I don't know if you can say it or not, but we'll figure it out.
Apparently on YouTube, if it's for, like, educational purposes. Okay, then we can say it. You can fleetingly.
No, that's so disturbing.
Disturbing. There was one thing where they, because this, so I just went on a brand trip in London with this woman called Vicky Patterson. She's TV personality in the UK, and she did a whole documentary about it. And there was this one picture where that of this like school, elementary school, I'd say is your.
Don't go into too much detail.
No, elementary school children.
Yeah.
And their faces had been placed.
No.
Other pictures just swamped.
No, like.
And there was another thing.
No, but what is wrong with us?
There was like this high school that these pictures were getting sent to the parents of their children.
In compromisable situations.
Very compromising, very illegal, very disgusting positions. And their parents were like opening these emails with pictures of their children. And they were like, what the heck?
No, and like, that's honestly, I'm getting honestly flushed about this because.
It's going red.
I'm going red because I'm thinking even of like the whole, I mean, and not to be like, oh my God, poor Taylor Swift, because like, whatever, but like the AI pictures scared the shit out of, I didn't even see them.
Oh,
but the fact that like now that's a thing where they're like.
AI nudes.
Like AI nudes of celebrities. Like that is so, that's such an invasion of. Privacy.
Everything is
even if it's fake, it's like it's AI generated, so it's like based on your likeness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you seeing my AI titties.
There will be no, I feel like, safe space ever.
And
again.
Like the poor kids, because I think
children.
I actually did hear about that. Like there was like AI pictures being shared between students and stuff too. Of like, could you imagine? It was already hard enough growing up. Like,
awful.
We grew up around the same time. We were like bullied.
Could you imagine like? Because I remember when people's nudes used to get leaked back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
And they'd be like, their social climbing would just stop.
Yeah.
Their social career in school would just stop and pause for like a good year.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if that came out and was fake? And you can't deny it because how do you How can you?
No, that's also like literally being a celebrity now. Like if you're canceled, yeah. Like you just kind of disappear for a year,
and then you're kind like,
crawl back
out.
Oh, you're
guys.
Like,
anyway, hi.
Are we still? Can I? Do you mind if I?
Sorry, I said that one thing. Anyway, I went here today. No, it's awful. It's AI, but at the same time, I say that the AI scares me. But at the same time, I'll be using the apps to make myself look like get pictures of myself next to a horse. Because there's one picture I have that's actually one of my prized possessions, and it's an AI picture
of you
of
and
me
horse.
On a horse, and then another one of me next to a horse. And it's actually stunning. I want to send it to so many casting directors and wow. Just be like, cast me
yeah,
in your period
I ride
drama.
Horses.
Yeah, yeah. I actually enrolled in horse riding lessons really? After it. As a result. And I want to send it to a whole lot of people and be like, by the way, Bridgerton season 3.
Wait, I'm dying. Wait. So you AI generated a photo of you on a horse.
On a horse.
And you were
I'm
like,
show you this picture.
I'm signing up for horse lessons.
No. Honestly, it's stunning.
No, that's.
I'm going to show you it.
That's
you're
inspiring.
Gonna be like, I get it.
I should AI myself like doing things that I want to do in my life. Like,
yeah. And it will motivate you because it exists. Now wow. That you made it.
Me surfing on a big kahuna wave.
Oh, yeah, you did want to do surfing.
Yeah. Well, we met those lovely people at that bar that night.
Yeah.
Wait, check the time. Oh, we should end in about 5 minutes, so buckle up. Okay.
End completely?
Well, like, end the pod.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking,
we wrap up this friendship in about 5 minutes.
Anyway, goodbye. No, sorry.
No, we're getting lit tonight, maybe at midnight, which honestly scares me. Like... Adderall? I'm kidding. I don't have any.
No, I said to Mackenzie, hey, do you want to come out with me later? We're going to meet at 12 a.m. She was like, I'm going to have to think about that one.
I was shivering in me timbers.
Yeah, you were.
I was shivering in me timbers. I was like, I'll let you know. Like,
do you know what? Yeah, I could definitely be down. Maybe let me just think about it for a second.
I'll be like, I'm older than 26, so.
No, 1,000. No, valid. Yeah. 25 hit.
It's so hard, but I want, but my soul is young. My soul wants to like.
But your soul can do young things.
Yeah, oh no, for
but
sure.
But just, why can't things just start earlier? Like, why do we have to be out to the crack of dawn? Why is
midnight?
That fun? What the piss?
Midnight is like you're trying to prove something.
Can we not be home by midnight?
Like, we're done.
Start
this
it at 7. Let's have dinner at 6.
Yeah.
Go to the club at 7.
Oh!
Maybe 8. Home by 12. Restful sleep. Wake up at a good time tomorrow morning.
Wake up and do it all over again, bitch.
Yeah.
No, literally.
But then at the same time when I am drunk and it gets
you
1
stay.
And the club closes or whatever, and I'm like, what?
No, because you need to hit that threshold. You need to hit that, like, okay, oh my God. Like, when I'm getting ready to go out, I literally, it's depressing, like, sometimes. Like, I'm like, I don't want to, like, I will, like, struggle through putting on my makeup. But then once I'm
that's
out.
That's my favorite part.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I need to switch up my getting ready.
Do you play music?
Well, sometimes. But I'll also sometimes listen to a podcast, which can, like, just
if it's
like
a cozy podcast, then don't do that.
No, and that's like all I listen to is like cozy. So I need, but when I listen to music,
then it's like, well,
yeah. And if I'm like having a pregame drink or like,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
And once I'm out, I'm good. Like, yeah. I'm out and about, and like I don't want the night to end. But
yeah.
Like, it's the getting there.
Getting ready. Yeah,
it's
I like the getting ready because I like looking at myself getting pretty, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like,
you're gonna get some ass tonight. Basically,
you're gonna get it in. And
yeah.
So you've been in LA. I haven't had any.
I haven't had no ass. I've had zero ass. Yeah. No cock. Wait.
You can say whatever you want.
No
here.
Fucking.
Guys, this is not. Oh, by the way, it's not a kid-friendly pod. I mean, it is.
Us an hour in. By the way, if you're under the age of 12, turn it off.
Maybe not.
No. No, I've had no cock. No vag. Nothing. I've had literally nothing, and it's.
Don't hurt yourself.
It's actually because, like, I'm this is the time where I should be getting random. I mean, I wouldn't just randomly sleep with a cock because, like, you have to know you first, you know?
I know. I know. And literally out in these streets.
In these dirty.
You
people
do.
Are disgusting.
Because they're not okay. Like, they're
not
really
okay.
Not. They're slimy, nasty, shady, disgusting men.
They're awful. There's been several times in the space of, like, the last week, 2 weeks, that I've thought, should I just grovel to my ex and just say, I love you so much, please get back with me, because you're not for me, but like, you're I've already worked you out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I've worked out.
We've done all the admin. We've done all the paperwork.
I've done all the admin. I know your nasty bits. I know your good bits.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's familiar.
Yeah, like... Yeah. But no, then I talked myself off the ledge and said, Ayame, stop being an idiot.
No.
But
when you stop
disgusting.
Looking for it, it'll come.
Wow.
When you stop searching for it, it'll come to you.
That's crazy.
It'll appear when you're at least expecting it. Something else I really need to quickly address is this phenomenon that I've noticed recently on social media where people will say things as if it's the first time it's ever been said. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Where it's like they'll quote something that's been quoted. It's like Rupi Kaur. Rupi Kaur. They're like a poet. I literally don't know anything about them.
Oh.
I've only seen like quotes online. but I've seen it a lot. Like,
oh, okay.
But it's like, I don't know. It's annoying to me.
Yeah.
It's annoying to me.
No. The thing is, I am obsessed with Pinterest.
I know. I need to get on Pinterest.
God, I love Pinterest so much. I don't know how you're not on it. It's like the best thing.
I don't know either.
It to ever exist. It's fantastic. It's stunning. But I'm obsessed with Pinterest. And they, like, my biggest pin, like, board is quotes. Mm-hmm. There's something about an inspirational quote. I don't know.
That's also a generational thing, I think.
I think so. But at the same time, I would never have, like, a quote on my wall.
No,
I would never,
no,
like,
no.
Print off a quote and be like...
There is one that I have somewhere, actually.
But I was just literally just saying...
I
don't see any.
Not here.
I love this.
Thank you so much.
And I love that New Yorker. That's stunning.
Thank you. I got that, like, just in the park in Central Park. Shout out Central Park Times Square.
Sponsor us.
Well, not Times Square. It's literally not in Times Square.
Upper.
I got it on the Upper West Side.
Yeah. But, yeah, no. I wouldn't print off a quote and be like...
Yeah.
And I don't like quotes that are like, shoot for the moon because you'll land on the stars.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah. But do you know what?
Shoot for the moon, you'll land on the stars.
I hate that one. So that's my least favorite one ever.
That's the one I have framed, actually.
Lovely. No. But it's... If he wanted to, he would, is very much ingrained in the way I think now.
Yeah.
It's even though...
No, it's a way of life.
Once that way of life kind of clicks...
Yeah.
Once you kind of... I think it's like a whole thing of starting to really love yourself and respect yourself.
Yeah.
When that moment clicks where you're like, if he wanted to, he would, you treat yourself how you deserve to be treated, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like almost... Like, you know those kaleidoscope glasses
mm-hmm.
that you put on? It's like... Wow.
Oh my God,
respect.
It's like when something comes into focus. It's like when you're when you're looking through a telescope and then you see the star.
And you're like,
and you're like,
you've reached for the moon.
And you've reached to the moon, but look where you landed. Among the stars.
The star.
No, literally though. And that's the thing that it is, I feel like, one of those things that you have to learn through trial and error.
1,000%.
And you have to kind of go through the really shitty times and be a little naive and be a little stupid and be a little, like, too trusting. Because then that's what, like, then you kind of figure out, okay, this is what I want, mm-hmm. this is what I need, and, like, all that stuff.
And I hate this whole thing that's, like, because I feel like I have really high standards when it comes mm-hmm. to a man.
But you should.
I should.
You should.
And I hate this whole concept that, like,
we're high-value women.
We're so high-value.
Wait, I feel like that's a really, like, taboo thing to say. Like, that's a disgusting thing.
I hate the high value, but how else am I supposed to explain it other than I'm high value?
It reminds me of, like, Andrew Tate, though.
Yeah.
High value man.
You're a high value man. You're an alpha. I'm an alpha woman, by the way.
We are alpha women. If anybody is, we are.
I'm an alpha. There's no betas over here.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck your life.
Literally. Us. But.
The wine is whining.
It's whining.
It really
is. It's a really
nice.
Good wine. I mean, I'm slowly, because I'm not good with wine, I get really aggressive.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Me. That's nice. No, what was I saying?
Yeah, no, me too.
High value.
We hate that.
Oh, yeah, I hate the concept that, like, if you're a woman and you have high standards, you better lower them because you'll never find anyone.
Yeah.
Shut up. Piss off.
And you know
you.
What? I would rather not be with someone than be with somebody who's, like, not up to par. Because it sucks.
Depressing. It's actually depressing. It alters your brain chemistry.
It sucks the life out of you.
It does.
It will diminish your life.
Completely.
It will, like, shorten your lifespan.
Completely.
And, like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Ew. We only
disgusting.
Have one life that we know of. Don't waste it with a man that is mediocre.
You only live once.
Like... truly.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
And sometimes I really pity women that don't have that, that haven't had that epiphany yet, that are just so.
And it may never happen. It may never happen.
It may never happen for them. But they're the reason that men get to be shit.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes women really piss me off, because you're not, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt. You're not holding them to a high stand. So you're allowing them to be shit. Like those, have you seen that? You must have seen the quote, the marriage, when he's doing the vows.
So the vows.
The vows. And he's like, I promise to smack that ass every chance I get.
Oh, I saw that.
And the other one that's talking about, you're good at making decisions, or you're good at, yeah, so maybe you can pick whether you want to be a Twinkie or a strudel or whatever they said. And
Wait, are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
No.
I am going to watch the Super Bowl.
When is it?
I just love...
This is like the Grammys all over again. You going to watch the Grammys?
I did watch the Grammys.
You did?
I did watch the Grammys. They were good. They were okay.
Okay.
There were some performances where I was literally like, please get off the stage. Please stop. Please stop. Miley Cyrus absolutely killed it.
And there was one bit where she's like, why are you acting like you don't know this song?
Oh, she's just such a queen. I would take a bullet for her.
I do really love her.
I just love her. She's just...
I think she's also because she's childhood to me. She is. I've grown up with her.
Hannah Montana. I love her. And she's just never cared. I just love her.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll. Yeah, there were some cringe moments.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there was the whole, have you seen on TikTok, like Taylor Swift dragged Lana Del Rey on stage, kind of?
Yes, I saw that. But why does she do that? If I was Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Del Rey.
If I was Lana Del Rey. Exactly. And I had that kind of money.
If someone did, I hadn't won a Grammy ever. Has she ever won a Grammy?
No.
Hadn't won a Grammy ever. And someone drags me on stage to be like, no, but look. I'd say, get.
I know.
That's embarrassing.
I know. And I, this is my take on Taylor Swift, okay? This is what I feel.
Okay.
I genuinely, I recognize as someone who enjoys her music, some of the time, most of the time, I went to see her in concert and you know what, guys? I loved it. I had a good time. But she's a corny girl. She is corny. Like watching her on stage, it can be cringe in moments. Like there are moments where I'm like, but that's kind
about
of
that one video where she's like, where she's telling a story and she's like, someone walks in and I just knew.
I know.
This guy's trouble. I know you were.
I know. And it's so, there's a part of me that is charmed by the idea that she has no sense of how corny it is.
Yeah. Like she's maybe just enjoying it.
The thing of it is, in my opinion, she's a horse girl. She's a horse girl who is a little nerdy and a little weird, but is beautiful and, like, talented. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird mix of things in a person, I think.
Mm.
But I think seeing her live, she does it really well. But it was really uncomfortable watching her drag Lena up on stage at the Grammys.
And apparently she ignored Celine Dion or something.
Yeah. She didn't acknowledge her at all. And there was a picture backstage of them. But it was just, it was uncomfortable to watch, you know?
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know. And I do think that there is the overwhelm of the moment and like all of that. But she's also so smart and trained and calculated and like not in a bad way. Like if I were that stature, I'd also need that. You need it. Like it's just like
etiquette.
She's the biggest like person, you know what I mean? Mm. So like you need that. But I do feel like she has good intentions. I do believe that. I do. I sound like I'm like defending a murderer.
Yeah.
I really do believe she has good intentions. But I think that she has been told over and over again for like the better part of her life that she's the best thing on the planet. And that does change you.
Yeah.
If you hear that all the time that you're a genius and you're a mate, like that is gonna like.
It changed you. It's changed me and I haven't even had it to that rate.
No, literally. Anytime someone comments I'm a genius, I'm like.
Yeah. Been knew that.
You're right.
Been knew that. That's why Kanye's crazy. That is why Mr. Beast. Yeah. Mr. Beast thinks he's genuinely a genius because people have told him several times.
No, I know. And it's a dangerous thing.
Ego.
So I will defend the girl. I will. I mean, there are a lot of problems. Yeah, no. And that's okay. And that's, you know, what's healthy about it is that we need to be able to band together. And say she's horrible and she's fine in the same sentence.
I support her purely because she's a woman.
Yes. Yeah.
That is the... And my support for her is still quite weak. Because I don't really care for her music. It's not really my style.
Yeah.
That alone, but there's people that, like, I don't really care for their music. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And it is, like, it is so formulaic. And it is so, like, kind of in a way basic.
Yeah.
But there are some that I'm like,
she's done well. And there's people that love her and adore her. My best friend loves her music. Yeah. So, like,
it's funny how polarizing it is. Yeah. You either love her or you hate her.
I don't hate her. I don't hate her for her music. I think... Because it's corny,
and
but
if you did, I wouldn't care. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There's music, like, for example, like Tate McRae. Mm-hmm. Her music, Sabrina She's Carpenter. So gorgeous, love. I don't care for her music. Yeah. But, like, you're beautiful. It's fine.
Yeah.
There are moral decisions she's made.
Yeah.
That don't sit right with me. Yeah. Personally. Yeah. The whole flying.
Oh, I know. It's a lot.
That to me, and I'm here rinsing out my yogurt cup.
I know.
And you're flying 27 miles in a plane, doing how much hurt? Someone said hurt.
I want to understand that. I want to understand why.
Why? Because you're supposed to be, your whole thing is being down to earth and understanding being, mm-hmm. but you're not. Yeah. Because you're flying.
And you are very giving. Like, you pay your staff very well. And again, I've been to her concert. I do like her. She was my top artist. She was.
Was she really?
She was. Yeah, she was. Because of Midnights. I love that album.
She would never have made on my...
I do love that album.
I don't think I've listened to one Taylor Swift song.
Throughout. Yeah. It was funny. So my friend Megan, my best friend Megan from Raleigh. Hey, Megan. She's coming in March to LA.
Yes.
I wish you were here.
I'm considering coming back in the summer.
Come back. We need...
I hate it here, though.
I know, but come back. She was going to her show in Detroit.
Right.
And she invited me. And I had never been to Taylor Swift.
Right.
I was never really, like, a Swiftie. I think I actually went through a period where I probably hated her. You know what I mean? Because we all did, you know?
Not me.
But, yeah, you know. life happens.
And life happens and life changes.
You see a concert and you're like,
wow.
I could literally never do that. Like, that's insane. But she's also been doing it since she was, like, 13. So,
yeah.
You know.
No, and good on her. There's just, yeah.
But it is. Like, we need to talk about that.
And it's also because, personally... I'm not going to get too much into it.
Unless we are living in a simulation, in which case, like, carbon emissions do not mean anything. But I do believe they do mean something.
They mean a lot. They mean so much. They genuinely mean
but
so much.
But they do mean quite a lot.
Quite a bit. Yeah. I can understand why you have this viewpoint, but it's wrong.
No, I know. And I'm actually, if you did not notice, I am being completely,
jokey. 1,000%.
We're not living in a simulation that we know of at the time, at this moment.
Yes, but the reason why I'm kind of like is because she as a person has so much power.
Yeah,
in that she changed a whole, reversed a whole economic what's it called, crash. Yeah,
isn't that
reversed
insane?
Reversed it. Not like she just helped it. She reversed it. She stopped it. She stopped it from happening.
Saved the world.
She set USA. She saved the USA.
Question
so,
mark.
Yeah, she is. God? No. So, yeah, she has that power. Her silence on certain social political views, certain things, is like, you could stop it in seconds because of the power. And that upsets me.
Yeah.
Because it's not even like it's like small things. So, you could, you don't. That annoys me. Because you could do it and wouldn't really have much backlash because of who you are.
It kind of does. It does shine a light on how fascinating it is, like, how politics and pop culture and, like, everything and money all intertwines and it all... It's going crazy into scary territory.
No, it's no, because...
We should wrap up soon, but, 1,000%. It's interesting.
Capitalism is insane. When you really, like...
Hashtag TikTok shop.
Literally. I have been walking through this planet just like... spending my money, working, and da da da. And it's only until recently.
Do you want more wine? I'm drinking literally the entire bottle.
Okay, having a great time. You?
No, right? Isn't this fun?
No, but it's only recently that I've actually researched like who owns what and what. Everything is money. Someone made a TikTok about how time zones are political. Have you heard that?
They're for money?
They're not for money. So, well, probably, but how they made a TikTok and it was basically like, how can you say you're not political when you have
live in a time zone?
No, you have no choice. Like time zone. So something to do with Spain's leader. someone, there was a leader that conquered Spain.
The leader of Spain hates when it rains.
Literally. They conquered Spain and changed Spain's time zone because they didn't want Spain to have the same time zone as another country that they were like at war with or like.
Oh my God, it's giving pick me Spain.
Yeah. Get a grip.
But our time is the best time.
Literally. But that's like time zones have been changed for political gain. It's so.
Well, that's like daylight savings time. Isn't it like for farmers and crops and stuff? I saw no.
Well, there's the summer equinox and the winter equinox.
Yeah, but daylight savings, spring forward, fall back.
Yeah.
Do you do that in England?
Yeah.
We do that around the world, right?
Yeah, we do that around the world. But like your times, so like where you, like GMT plus five right. or GMT well, yes. minus five.
Because like in New York, it's. What minus, time is it now? 3:49.
GMT minus five, New York is.
This is going to be a 2-hour podcast, yeah. guys.
No, you rap.
No. I honestly love it. Like, I'm having fun. So you can clock out whenever you want.
Whenever you
feel
wish.
Free to subscribe. Wherever you, but we're just going to chill for like another 5 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
Like in New York right now, it's what? 3:49 here. So it's 6:49 there.
Yeah.
And so it's spooky.
Yeah.
But we can't all be on the same time.
No, because of the
it just
sun.
Doesn't make sense.
No,
the
it
sun.
Doesn't make
the
sense.
The sun dictates
but specifically,
the time.
Like, there's something to do with like Spain has longer hours in the day because he's decided to just fuck that. Fuck how the sun works. I want this time zone like this.
Wait, so what is the time zone in Spain? Like what?
It's, I think it's GMT minus plus two. So I think they're 2 hours ahead of the UK, I think.
So does that work all year round for them?
Yeah. France has about 12 time zones in France. France is the size of
Wait. This is all fresh information to me. Yeah. I thought we all just did.
It was fresh information to me.
I thought we all set our clocks at the same. I thought we all did the same spring forward, fall back.
No. Your spring forward, fall back is different to when we have our spring forward. Like, so there will be a
oh,
time
well, duh,
where.
Because of the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, but as in, there'll be, like, it's a week late. So, like, you'll do your spring forward, fall back maybe 1 week, and then the week later, we do our spring forward, fall back. So it's not always, like, time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have a specific date, or do you?
For spring forward, fall back?
Yeah.
Every year it changes.
Really?
I think so.
It doesn't for us.
Doesn't it?
No. It's always the same day.
Really?
I think.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's on the 21st.
Really? Unless I'm like every year forgetting when it is and then just saying, new day.
Well, but I think now it happens automatically with our iPhones.
Yes.
Like, we don't have to think about it anymore.
Well, I'll have people saying, oh, remember it's...
But it was a big deal. When I was a kid, I remember, like, it'd be like, remember to set your clocks back
your
tonight.
Clocks go back.
Yeah.
Get
it was
an
like,
extra hour
it was
of sleep.
Almost like a holiday.
Yeah, no, it was... Everyone was so excited
I know.
For an extra hour of sleep.
I know. Or if it was the opposite, it was like, we're losing an hour of sleep
yeah.
tonight.
Just go to bed earlier.
I know. Like, you're literally fine. Like, it's an hour. We're fine.
Instead of nine.
But that was when
hours.
Life was good. When that was what you had to worry about,
yeah.
you know? I miss it.
I do.
Guys, should we wrap up?
We
this
shall.
Is how I want every episode to be, but it probably won't be because I feel like we're just so bonded over the past week.
1,000%.
We're best friends.
I feel like I've slowly sunk more and more into this.
No, this couch does that. It sucks you
it's
in.
It's so fun.
It's dangerous.
I love it.
Guys, okay, this is Bullshittery Podcast. You can subscribe literally wherever you get your podcasts. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple, iHeartRadio, all the places.
Wow.
You can subscribe on YouTube, please. I only have at this point like 7,000 followers on there because I just I don't post on YouTube. But
well,
I'm
that's why.
No, like at all. I'm like I miraculously have 7,000 followers for no reason. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you liked this.
I did.
It was so fun for me. I want to thank the Academy.
Yeah.
For this opportunity to do this podcast for you. And I want to thank the fans because for now, you guys, we would have nothing. So thank you guys so much. I'm a little tipsy for sure.
You had a whole bottle of wine.
A whole bottle of wine. Thanks for listening. We love you. Until next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Fade out.